Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
The Shade Room is reporting Dwayne Martin. You know Dwayne Martin, celebrity, Hollywood housewives, above the rim actor, reportedly seeking spousal support from his estranged wife, Tisha Campbell Martin. Dwayne Martin is asking the court's help to get Tisha Campbell Martin to run him some money following their 21 marriage. Now, The Blast reports Dwayne is asking the court to award him spouse support despite Tisha asking for support in the original divorce complaint that she filed back in February. Now, if you can remember this, I'm going to help you out. She accused Dwayne of stashing and misappropriating money, allegations Dwayne denies. However, the couple are both reportedly cool with joint custody of their two children, 16-year-old Zen and 8-year-old Ezekiel. This doesn't look like this is going to end well. LeBron James says Donald Trump is using sports to divide the country. Would you agree? LeBron James says Donald Trump is using sports to divide the country, and he can't sit back and not say anything about the matter. You can, but because he's LeBron James, he won't. During an interview with CNN's Don Lemon, James said that his actions were not sitting too well with him. He says, well, I've noticed over the past few months he's kind of used sports to divide us, and that's something I can't relate to. I can't sit back and say nothing. Now, referencing the kneeling protests started by Colin Kaepernick and Steph Curry's promise not to visit the White House, James expressed how Donnie, he says, Donald Trump, turned peaceful actions into something negative. He also says, sports was the first time I was ever around someone white. I got an opportunity to see them and learn about them, and they got the opportunity to learn about me. And I was like, oh, wow, this is all because of sports. Should LeBron James refrain from making his opinions known about what Donald Trump says or does? I don't know. Good news for a black photographer who was reportedly hired to be the first black photographer to shoot Beyonce in her Vogue September issue. I don't even buy Vogue, but I just might for this one. Beyonce is going to do it for the culture, according to The Shade Room. Vogue editor-in-chief Anna Wintour must trust Queen Beyonce because she's letting her have full control over the cover of the upcoming September issue. Would she really have a choice? It is Beyonce. I mean, anyway, sources say that Beyonce brought in the first black photographer to shoot the cover, which is groundbreaking since it would be the first in Vogue's 126-year history. Beyonce chose Tyler Mitchell, 23, to shoot the iconic cover, and he's already shot for Marc Jacobs, Givenchy, and told the New York Times in December, I depict black people and people of color in a really real and pure way. The reason 23-year-old black photographer is photographer for Beyonce's cover of Vogue is because Beyonce used her power and influence to get him that assignment. That's according to a source. Send out your prayers for Serena and Venus. The man who murdered their sister has been released from prison. This according to TMZ. A gang member who murdered Yotunda Prince, the half-sister of tennis star Venus and Serena Williams, is now a free man after serving 12 years in prison. Robert Maxfield was convicted of killing Prince in 2003 in a drive-by shooting in Compton, was sentenced to 15 years behind bars for voluntary manslaughter in 2006, and according to the Daily Mail, he's been released on parole 3 years early for good behavior. Now, the Williams sisters were close to their older sister, who served as their part-time personal assistant as their careers were taking off. Yotunda was a passenger when her boyfriend was driving. She was hit by a bullet from Maxfield and died instantly. Cops said her boyfriend was the intended target. Is it me, or have you had enough of Faith Evans and Stevie J? Now they're talking about having babies. There is a possibility. It sounds like they're in this whole wedded bliss and now they want to start a family. But you do know Stevie J has 6 kids. Faith Evans has 4. And Stevie J owes a lot of money to the IRS. We'll see what happens. That's not stopping Miss Naomi Campbell, who is rumored to be pregnant. She is 49 years old. She has a very young boyfriend, rapper Skepta, who posted a sonogram on his Instagram. This is what we're going by. The British grime star shared a photo yesterday, this according to Bizarre Magazine, of an ultrasound label Baby Adenuga. His real name, Joseph Jr. Adenuga. I guess that's the way. Okay. The caption is simple. It also included a rose emoji. Didn't offer much explanation. Didn't go on to publicly address any pregnancy rumors. The supermodel also didn't address the photo on her Instagram feed or comment whether she's expecting, but looks like we're putting our pieces together. Is this a good look or no? They have publicly confirmed their relationship, but that's about it. So according to the sonogram, this baby's a couple of weeks old. Stay tuned.